The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. One of those at table with Jesus said to him, "Blessed is the one who will dine in the kingdom of God." He replied to him, "A man gave a great dinner to which he invited many. When the time for the dinner came, he dispatched his servant to say to those invited, 'Come, everything is now ready.' But one by one, they all began to excuse themselves. The first said to him, 'I have purchased a field and must go to examine it. I ask you, consider me excused.' And another said, 'I have purchased 5 yoke of oxen, and I'm on my way to evaluate them. I ask you, consider me excused.' And another said, 'I have just married a woman, and therefore I cannot come.' The servant went and reported this to his master. Then the master of the house, in a rage, commanded his servant, 'Go out quickly into the streets and alleys of the town, and bring in here the poor and the crippled, the blind and the lame.' The servant reported, 'Sir, your orders have been carried out, and still there is room.' The master then ordered the servant, 'Go out into the highways and hedgerows, and make people come in, that my home may be filled. For I tell you, none of those men who were invited will taste my dinner.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. There's a strange little passage of Scripture, and one that is never read on Sunday. The only way you can hear this is to come to daily Mass. And you know what this is? This is a great example of a principle of Scripture whereby the most difficult and obscure passages, the ones that are the most upsetting and disturbing, very often those are the ones with the best message, the one that you need to hear. So what we have here is an allegory. I hope that you all know that already. The banquet, the great dinner, is the kingdom of heaven. The king who's offering the banquet is God Almighty. Those who were invited to the banquet, originally, those were the Jewish nation of our Lord's time, but by extension now applies to all of us. And this is a great principle, a great example of this principle, where the passages that seem to be the most upsetting have the most important things to tell. Because what might not be clear is how weak, how completely lame are all the excuses that these people give for not coming. So one person says, "You know, I've just purchased a field, and I must go to examine it." Well, you don't purchase a field unless you've already examined it. It'll be like saying, "I just bought a new house, and now I'm going to go look it up on a map." Okay. Or here's another one, the exact same thing. "I've just purchased 5 yoke of oxen, and I'm on my way to evaluate them." Well, you don't purchase oxen unless you've already evaluated them. And 5 yoke of oxen, that was a symbol of this was a common man. The prophet Elijah had 12 yoke of oxen, and he was considered to be a wealthy man. So this man's like, "You know, I just bought a Chevy. I just bought a Ford. And now I'm going to find out which kind I bought." Completely. Here's the worst excuse of all. "I just married a woman, and therefore I can't come." Geez, all the more reason to come. Now you got a date. But still, here's the key line. One by one, they all began to excuse themselves. You know what the actual Greek line says right there? It says they all made their excuses from the same motive. The Greek word is mias parastestai. They made their excuses from the same motive. What was their motive? They just didn't want to go. And the message here is that our excuses are just as lame as theirs. And we resist God's grace all day long, and we think we have reasons. And the truth is, we just have bad excuses. I'm not going to pray because I don't have time to pray. Lousy excuse. When something's important to you, you make the time. When something is not important to you, you make an excuse. And I'm not going to go to confession because, you know, I'm not in the mood. Lousy excuse. Or, you know, people will say, you know, the reason why I don't go to church is because of all the hypocrites. And I think I've told you my favorite response to that. There's always room for one more. Right? Don't let that stop you. But here's what's interesting. In our Lord's time, when they issued invitations to a banquet, they issued two invitations. One invitation was far in advance of the banquet, and the other invitation was right before it began. And if you hadn't said yes to the first, you couldn't say yes to the second. And that's why Pope St. Gregory the Great says that we need to examine ourselves when we hear this message, because if you don't say yes to our Lord's grace now, you'll never taste the beauty of his grace in the kingdom of heaven. A message of the urgency that is our Lord's call. Our actions have consequences. And eventually those consequences become fixed. And God simply ratifies the judgment that we have made. So we take our Lord's words to heart here and take his warning, very, very important, and take it to heart so that we will not only hear his call, we will hear and answer. Amen.